Amendment Number 9. This is with Whitman Reckwart and Associates. This would actually be to perform the design for the Angola Sanitary Sewer District. The project, if you recall, is a $34 million project. And when Whitman Reckwart submitted their contract amendment amount, it was $1,575,000, which gave me some pause. But then when I looked at it, you know, we're talking about $28 million of construction cost. You look at the percentage, it's about 5.5% of the project. Routinely, we see percentages up around 7 to 8% for design services. So relative to a big project, it's rather high. I mean, it's actually lower when you look at it on a percentage basis. And then we also looked at, you know, I went back to the Cedar Neck and Ocean View projects, because again, they were rather large design contracts. And looking at those two contracts, again, we do all these on a time and material basis. So that's actually an upset limit. For example, in Ocean View, we actually had a contract for $651,000. But at the end of the day, the design, we completed it for $514,000. On Cedar Neck, the design contract was $892,000. And in that case, we completed it for $766,000. So, you know, we're bringing these things in right around the 80% mark. And it is less than what we have budgeted for the actual sewer when we put together our sewer estimate for the referendum last August, right. This for design, this is actually less than what we had estimated.
So there is money in the budget to cover.
There is money in the budget.
Even though it's more than what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Or the bottom line, I guess.
Yep. So there aren't any questions, I have a motion.
Please, Mike.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 9 to its contract with Whitman Reckwart and Associates LLP for the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District Collection and Conveyance System final design at a cost not to exceed $1,575,334.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make your motion. Second.
We moved to second that we approve the Amendment Number 9. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes.
Yes. As stated, yeah. Mr. Cole.
Yeah, based on staff recommendations, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also. Thank you.
And my last item is actually, I have to correct a mistake I made back in February. At that point, I brought in a contract with Stearns and Wheeler. We're doing hydrogeologic work at the Piney Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. We determined that if we go through and do some hydraulic studies, we can actually re-rate the plant. In other words, right now we have a permit that allows us to dispose of 250,000 gallons per day.
Where is the Piney Neck?
That serves Dagsboro and Frankfort.
Okay. I just want so everybody understands.
And basically, in the performance of our Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area study, we determined that that plant is really undervalued. We should be able to get additional capacity as it exists today. We think we could get it re-rated from somewhere from maybe 400,000 gallon up to about 550,000 gallons a day without constructing any new infrastructure. But DENREC has required us to go through and do these basically soil studies and groundwater studies to verify what we're proposing. And when I appeared before the council in February, not in the motion, but in my verbal discussion, I referenced a contract amount of $263,000. But DENREC had requested additional work kind of at the, I don't say 11th hour, but later in the process. So we had to amend the contract to $289,000. However, in my presentation to County Council, I still cited the $263,000. And Mrs. Webb, being as sharp as she is, caught me and has asked me to correct my error.
He's pretty sharp, guys. I've been sitting down here a long time, and I'm more impressed every day.
We actually signed the contract with $289,000 in it.
It's a shame we're going to have to let her go.
So I have a motion to kind of correct my...
Please don't pay attention like always, please, okay?
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that Amendment Number 1 to the agreement with Stearns and Wheeler LLC for the Dagsboro-Frankford planning area be adjusted to include additional work requested by DENREC that increases the contract amount from $263,254 to $289,287 to perform hydrogeologic studies at the Piney Neck Regional Wastewater Facility.
Now, that's pretty vague. I mean, do you really think it's going to cost $300,000 to study something we've already studied?
Well, it's...
Don't we have a lot of those numbers, though, Mike?
Well, it's actually performing. We're having to install a ton of new wells and then come back and monitor it and test the groundwater. So in this case, it's not consulting. It's actual hard cost of installing the wells and monitoring. And
how deep are those wells? I mean, are they...
Well, they vary, you know. They're concerned about, you know, when you apply the wastewater to the ground, okay, you're obviously concerned about how much is migrating. Say the water table's at 10 feet.
I mean, you're experienced. I don't know. I'm just saying $300,000 seems to a hefty amount to study something that we've pretty much studied. And putting a well in is only, what, $1,500?
That's why we're always, you know, that's why we
don't. Many wells.
Yeah, I know, but how many
wells?
How many wells are we talking? 100?
Well, not 100, but quite a few. And then you got soil borings to go on top of it. And we bid out this work to various consultants.
So this is a not.
These are all hard costs.
Okay, these are not to exceed numbers also.
Yeah, these would actually be not to exceed numbers as well.
Okay, I mean,
if you're going to upgrade the plant, then we certainly have the capacity to spray or whatever. I mean, that's
preclude us from spending money on hard infrastructure, which I guarantee you would cost more than $260.
Right.
But I agree. You know, this hydrogeologic studies. That's why when we're first putting together a scope of work, we keep it as spare as possible. So we don't, and that's kind of one reason we got in this bind a little bit, because they came back and said, no, we need more than you're proposing to do, because it is costly. I mean, to go out and...
That's one of those 13 reviews John got rid of, huh?
I haven't figured out a way to get around it.
I understand that. It's a bureaucratic system. That's what we love. Okay, gentlemen, you have a motion?
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
Moved and second that we approve the contract as stated by Mr. Izzo. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dean?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Susie.
First grant today, Fellowship Health Resources.
That's a new one, isn't it, Susan?
It's new, and having a harvest festival.
Where?
Their regional local office is in Ellendale, but it is a county event.
Well, where's the festival held? Do we know yet? Not in
Ellendale. It is held now. I don't know. It doesn't say.
That's in DeBeach, I think.
I don't. Yeah, I'll bet.
They have group homes in Harbison, Milton, and Georgetown.
Rehoboth, Lewis.
They have an office in Ellendale.
Who's the letter written to?
Councilmen in general.
Okay.
I don't know who directed to be put on the agenda.
So. Okay. We move to second that we allot 50 from each of our accounts. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
And Susie,
yes.
You make sure that these are qualified applicants, yeah. 401, yeah. I mean, 501c3s.
I can assure you they don't make it through the system here. They get busted before they get to the money, I can choose. Absolutely. Go ahead, Susan. Number two.
Indian River Lions Club, I'd like to give $500 for grade expenses.
Okay. So we move to second. We allot $500 from Mr. Phillips. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
The Delaware Army National Guard.
Did they make a dollar request?
Youth camp. Well, they need to raise $25,000, but
$100 from each councilman? My motion?
Why don't we make it? What I mean, this is a good program. Let's do $200 each.
Second the motion.
There you go. Boy, George, getting liberal.
No, we got national defense.
I don't know. You were complaining a couple weeks ago about how much money we're giving away. I didn't know if you changed your attitude or not. I don't know. Okay, that's cool. It's got moved to second. We allot $200 from each of our account. Mr. Cole.
Dale and I used to be in the National Guard. We understand the needs of our young
people. Maybe
y'all
should give more.
I understand that. I agree with you. I spent many a time on bivouacking with my dad.
National Guard?
Beach.
But you weren't a member.
No.
You never joined a national.
I washed pots and pans in the kitchen, Mr. Cole. What'd you do?
That when you were you when you did when you first went to Canada?
No, it was second time.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
The Sussex County Returns Day Committee, they do get a $12,000 county council grant, which is typical every return year.
Right.
This is for an advertising in their banner.
50 bucks each?
Take it out of the 12, basically.
So it's, you know.
I'll quit being so damn cheap.
$100 each. Make a motion.
Well, I wouldn't go. They're not.
It's not even that expensive.
It's too high. It's only, the minimum's 200 or 350. So.
$50. Make a motion. We make $50 each.
Second.
Moving second, we allow $50 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Diamond State.
Fix your wine and.
Softball.
Who's Diamond Swoops, guys?
They're out of Laurel.
There
of course.
You go.
Well, it's a traveling team from the county.
Okay. I'm an athlete. Mr. Cole's an athletic supporter, so we will give.
Mr. Cole?
And we'll help you with the motion.
No, Dale's helping you. Dale's up. He's your supporter.
Dale and me will both give $100 each.
Athletic supporter.
Mr. Duke, is that okay with you?
I don't know. Yes, that's good. Yes, second.
Okay. So moving second, are we allot $100 from Mr. Phillips and Mr. Dukes? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Chamber of Commerce, Greater Milford, for their Riverwalk Freedom Festival.
200 for myself, 250 and 200 from Cheapy Pants down here.
You're pointing that way, right?
Yes.
Cheapy Pants.
I'll make that motion. 200 from Mr. Jones, 200 from.
Where does he come up with this?
You referring to the.
250 from each?
Yeah.
You talking about the attorney?
250.
No.
Each.
It was 200 long. Yeah.
No.
My motion is 250 to Mr. Jones and Mr. Rogers' account.
Dave, then. Dave, you
is that
Dave?
A second, please?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm
Cheapy
confused.
Pants.
Is it 250 and 200?
No, it's 250
each.
Yeah, we're not letting. If it's 200, I'll take that part, Mr. Rogers. But it's 250 each.
That's an insult to everybody who wears.
Where's that?
Cheapy pants.
Cheapy pants? Do you wear cheapy pants, Mr. Cole?
A lot of people in my district do, though.
I know that. Okay.
You better vote on this.
Is that a vote? Yes. We're going to lose ground here again. Yeah. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Milton Development Corporation, and they are a nonprofit, even though they sound like.
That's you.
$100 each, man.
Wrong answer.
He's trying to regroup that 250 we just whined about. That's
what is it, Fernandez? That was more.
No, it's
guess for their annual advertiser in their book, anywhere from
maybe
50 on up
canoe.
To five. 50 on up to $500 you get.
500.
Wow. Second.
Make sure the whole every county councilman's name is prominently displayed for that kind of money.
We want to display that on each canoe.
We don't want to just see Lynn Rogers.
That's my money. It's gonna be my
it's
name.
From the council.
My picture in it. Just from just my picture.
You're not printing the book, are you?
Gone but not forgotten.
Gone but not forgotten.
Thanks, Mr. Rogers, for 12 years of service.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kill mosquitoes.
Stand by for the future.
Mr. Cole?
Hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. You're back on a lot.
Broadkill Beach Preservation Association.
$1,000 for this one.
God, we got us.
Second.
Cut this slush fund, Mr. Phillips.
Next year.
This,
they're going to cut it.
It's going to last much longer.
Oh, no,
it'll be coming this summer.
Don't worry. It'll be gone. Say yes.
Yes.
Even though we are conservative on this side of the table here.
God. You got it.
But
agreement.
Cole said yes. I said yes.
Thank you. Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Rogers, is that a yes too?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Okie dokie, executive session. I need a motion.
Make
for
a motion. We go into executive session for the purpose of land acquisition.
Yes. Oh my God.
Is that a second?
Just
all favor,
signify
by saying
aye.
Thank you.
Help me,
Doug. How you like it?